Y'all, let's talk about this ghost. Everybody's really interested.
What?
Sit down, Fred.
Who's interested in
it? Jake, will you quit flopping on the floor?
Because it's push-off.
So, when did you first see it?
And I saw its big red swirling eyes, and it ran over to me while I was trying to
Shelly, are you serious?
Like 5 years ago.
And you were watching TV right here, like laying on the couch.
And it just walked through the hall. Like
right up in here.
It was just like, do-do-do-do-do. And it went in Marley's room, and that's why Marley goes in her room and runs out and screams.
You should have seen her. I'll never forget this. Because I was coming up these steps here, and the door was open. She comes flying down those steps.
She was literally scared.
She was scared. She goes, her room. And she wouldn't go up in her room.
And then all of a sudden, she wants the lights on all the time.
I know. I think she saw the ghost.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, what's the ghost look like?
It's just a white,
like a white flowing gown.
Yeah.
That's it.
Man, woman?
It's a woman.
Probably a woman. I always see ghosts with gowns on.
And when did you first see it, Liz?
About 3 years ago.
And where were you?
I think I was sitting on a couch, and something just caught my eye.
Yeah, that's kind of what happened. I was looking at the TV,
Just out of the corner of your eye?
Yeah.
And then when you look, it's gone already?
No, it's not like that. It's just like she walks across, and she went into the bedroom.
Marley?
No, to this bedroom, the front bedroom here. It's where I see her go in.
And see, Rachel always says she walks through that wall in between those two bedrooms.
Well, I don't know about that.
I don't know, maybe with.
But I always see her in the landing.
I'm getting the chills.
And how often do you see her? When's the last time you saw her?
I saw her about a week or two ago.
Were you here by yourself?
No.
I don't want to jinx myself.
Kim's mom even seen her.
Really?
Yeah.
Did she say something to you about it?
Well, I forgot. We were talking about something one day, and I told her. I said, well, if we were watching something about ghosts.
And she just walks real slow or fast?
She's kind of like
slow. Yeah.
It's not really walking, then. It's weird to describe it. It's kind of floating, literally.
But I think she's an older lady.
Yeah.
That's what I get out of it.
It's probably the lady who lived in here and died.
She didn't die. She's still alive.
Well, maybe it's her pre-ghost.
Well, I wonder what this land is, you know. I wonder what's, you know.
Because it used to be
old. I wonder if this used to be like a cemetery park or something. I don't know.
That'd be kind of spooky.
Yeah, I would definitely move back in with my mom. This was a cemetery.
Jake, you are a pest. Sit down. Sit. Quit being so freaking goofy. And you hadn't seen her in a couple of years, huh, Shel?
Yep. I don't look for her. I do not look up in that unless, like,
something in
the room. I just don't look up there.
I don't look up there.
I don't like it. It gives me chills.
Well, she's not a harmful.
Well, apparently. But I still don't want to see it, dude.
And she never makes a noise.
I know, I still don't want to see it, though. I mean, it's just there. I mean, yeah, totally minding her own business. But I still don't want to see her.
So you purposely
avoid. She doesn't want to see me either. Because, like, when I'm going up there, I, like, run through real fast. So she'll know. Especially at night.
Jake, you are ruining my recording, bouncing, flopping on the floor like that. Quit.
And this is the dog.
This is my guide dog.
Yeah.
On his back, flopping around like an idiot.
He pushes off from the couch.
And yeah.
Spins around.
Yeah, because we have these hardwood floors, and he pushes his feet on the couch and shoots himself off and slides across the floor.
No, he goes around in a circle.
He does, dude. He does, like, roll over and push himself and just slide sometimes.
It's kind of like fun. A kid in socks or something, yeah. You know, or stockings. You take off running and slide.
So how often do you see her, Liz? Like,
once every couple of months or once or twice a year, I guess. I don't know.
And she doesn't scare you?
Mm-mm. She startles me.
She scares me. That's it.
And what about the first time you saw her? What did you think? I mean, nobody ever said anything about it to you.
No one ever said anything to me about it.
So you just knew it was one?
I don't know.
It's weird when you see a ghost. You don't like.
Have you ever seen?
Run around and freak out. Just kind of like, what? Is that what I'm thinking is?
Had you ever seen one before?
Mm-mm.
I
had.
No, you have.
I got straight up haunted when we lived in Texas. The woman was all over me.
I don't want my podcast people to think we're totally bizarre.
Yeah.
So we won't go there.
All right.
What happened, Charlie?
I can't talk about it on the podcast.
Go ahead.
I don't know. I just saw her all the time, like every day practically. Walking down the stairs. She'd be moving things. Turning lights on and off, making noise. She sat down by you on the couch.
Mm-hmm. I felt, you may not believe this, but I was sitting on the couch and she sat down beside me and I could feel it.
I swear to God, didn't she yell at you out the window? Had my window one day?
A what now?
She like yelled at you out the window.
Yeah, I do remember that now that you mentioned it.
The old lady that lived there before died in my bed. Not only my bedroom, my bed, literally.
What they do? Did they leave the bed?
They sold
we
them
bought
a bunch
the
of
bed,
the furniture
yeah.
Because we didn't have the furniture to put in the house.
That was a big house.
Yeah. And she died in my bed.
Did you know that before?
Heck no. Mm-hmm. I slept in that thing.
So after you found out, did you?
I kept sleeping in it. I kept sleeping.
She didn't hurt anything there,
no,
either.
She didn't hurt anything. But
she was much
all
more
over the place.
She was much more around than this one. But it seems odd that two places we live, we see this.
The
I mean, are we nuts?
It's the same kind, too. This one looks pretty similar. It's not the same, though. I know it. I can feel it.
It's not the same ghost?
No.
This one stays.
Yeah, she's never been down this way.
I wonder if the person who lived here, what was her name? Mrs. Richards?
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if her mother stayed here with them.
Possible.
And if she could have died or something.
See, I think Mrs. Richardson's husband died. I don't know if he was in this house when he died or not, but I know he died back in the early 90s. But it's not a man, you say.
I don't think so. Not unless he's gay and cross-dressed or something.
Crystal had the scariest ghost in the world in our house. Like, I want to cry when I talk about this thing. Remember Crystal Thomason?
Yeah.
Like, you walk down the stairs, the landing, and you could always see the reflection of it in the glass.
Ooh, that gives me the chills.
Yeah. And it had a red ball cap on. Oh, it makes me want to cry. And it'd look at you. That one looked more human. It had, like, color to it and stuff. Oh, it's disgusting.
It wasn't.
My friend? Oh, I don't know.
Did
but
find out?
Everybody who ever lived in that house moved out. That thing was nuts too. It'd stir stuff up, knock things around.
That's a poltergeist.
Is that what that is? Those are mean ones, right?
Well, yeah, noisy and disruptive.
They're angry.
So this one, can you see through it, like you hear about ghosts and
no,
stuff?
No, you can't see through.
I mean, I've never we stared at it long enough to really.
I mean, she's just only there for a brief second or two. I mean, you just see her just walk on by.
And she acts like she doesn't see you, right? Does she ever look at
no,
you?
No, it's back.
No.
I think it's her back that I always see.
Really, I think it's her side.
Really?
When I see her, it's her side.
I don't know. Hey,
but you see
next
her
time she goes.
Room.
Yeah, next time she comes down the stairs, I'm going to stop her. Excuse me, ma'am. Dang, that's podcasted.
Sorry.
Did she actually come? She never came down the stairs,
well,
did
I'm going to call her down next time. I'm going to be like, hey, excuse me. We need to ask you some questions for our
hey,
podcast.
Could we get her on the podcast?
No.
Let me get out my Ouija board.
A podcast.
Ooh,
for the
we
past.
Should get the Ouija board.
We
out
sure should.
In the hall.
Let's do.
I want my back to be turned towards
can
the
can we
stairs.
Get it in the daytime or something?
No.
It's got to be at night. All right, well, that's the ghost situation from Jake. I'm going to kick your butt. Say bye, Jake.
He sniffs it.
All right, that's our ghost situation on Pleasant View.